You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate has joined me again in the studio, and we're pleased to welcome on the phone Chrissy Ramey. She's a board member for Families on the Spectrum, a support group for families of autistic children. Chrissy, welcome to Sounds Good.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Chrissy, I want to tell our listeners that we're sort of entering into a world with you that has to do with, number one, learning that a child is autistic. Number two, learning all of the support services available to families who find out that a child is autistic. And it's a whole new world for families. And early intervention is absolutely the key. And I'd like you to start maybe by explaining your learning path in having learned that one of your children is an autistic person.
Well, I was a nurse by education. I went through nursing school and worked in a doctor's office for years and never heard the word autism. And when my son was 18 months old, he started showing signs of, you know, having autism, coming into that world, and he got some quirks and kinks and some repetitive behavior and lost a lot of communication skills that he had already acquired. And we had gone to church, and one of the Sunday school teachers that was also a preschool teacher in McCracken County Head Start said, "Well, I didn't know that your child had autism." And at that moment, I was like, "Well, I didn't either." And, you know, I just remember coming home that night and Googling autism and finding a question and answer worksheet, you know, for parents. And, you know, I went through it, and I had, you know, my husband go through it, and my best friend, and my mom, we all did it, and we all scored him on the scale as having autism. And, you know, so the next day I started making phone calls to my pediatrician and to First Steps and all those programs, you know, that we do have in Western Kentucky, and it was like world as I knew it had suddenly and abruptly taken the 360, and everything was different.
And that's because in the world of living on the spectrum, it takes everybody helping to address the issues real quick.
Well, and you have, you know, when you first go through a diagnosis, if your child is young enough to benefit through First Steps, you know, personally, we had like 9 hours a week of therapy, you know, and then we had to go to Hampton Physical Therapy and to Baptist, you know, rehab for speech. And, you know, I mean, so it's just, I ended up having to leave my job and become a stay-at-home parent, you know, just to accommodate to and from therapy, people coming in and out of the house for therapy. And then you get to the point where the daycare facilities are unable to handle your child because they don't know what to do with a 5-year-old that's not potty trained or with a 4-year-old having a meltdown for 2 hours straight because they're unable to verbally communicate with you what they want or what they need. It changes life on every aspect possible.
And not only are professionals involved, but parents, let's briefly say that Families on the Spectrum has a website that provides a lot of resources to learn about what the world becomes. What does that stand for?
TACA.org is a group. They're based out of California, and they really revolve around a lot of biomedical treatment and diet and different protocols and things like that. And they have wonderful online courses and seminars and things that you can call in for and do parent training. At one of our meetings in March, we actually signed in through TACA and did a tax professional seminar because there's different, you know, things that you can deduct from your taxes when you have a child with special needs, therapies and doctors and diapers and all these different things. And so, I mean, they, you know, they're not local, but they are a wonderful place of, you know, information that you can go through, you know, in different ways to get information that they have to share. Now, our website is, we have general resources for everybody, but we really focus on the local aspect. We have a monthly meeting every month. We do family outings together. We have mom's night, dad's night. We do all kinds of things as a group, you know, just parents and kiddos, just kiddos, you know, just to incorporate the whole entire family. And it's not just mom and dad. We have aunts and uncles and grandma and grandpa everybody that comes and participates. And that is what we attempt to focus on, because when you have a child diagnosed with autism, you can feel very alone in the fight and recovery process of your child. And to have someone to share your daily battles or struggles or accomplishments with is huge. And that was the main reason that I started the group, was so that we had that aspect, that outreach, that love, that acceptance, that awareness. You have somebody to call when you need them.
Who are your partners in Families on the Spectrum?
Do you mean parents or businesses?
Your board folks.
We have Kim Steele out of Marshall County, Crystal Wall from Graves County, Christina Hasty, and myself and Elizabeth C. Are all McCracken County mamas.
And you've really taken it upon yourself to dive deeply into the research, and I'd like you to address, you know, I'm sorry we took a little diversion to your website, but as a mom, you had to learn about negotiating for your child in the school system. Could you sort of address that? I know it's a huge subject, but what are the first things that a parent needs to know about negotiating with school systems for autistic children?
I would say the first thing that you absolutely need to do is to educate yourself on what special education means, what an IEP is, and how to succeed in an ARC meeting.
Excuse me. Would you define IEP and ARC?
IEP is an individualized education plan. That is the document that binds the school to provide agreed-upon services for your child. An ARC is an annual review committee. It's usually made up of 5 to 8 school personnel, and then usually 2 parents and advocates can go, you know, as needed. You always have one every year, but as things come up and need change, you can have multiple, you know, ARC meetings every year. That's where all the decisions for your child get made. The most important thing when you have a diagnosis and a kid entering school is just to educate yourself as a parent, to know what the laws are, to know what is appropriate for your child and what is not appropriate, and to form a relationship with the school administration that is going to be successful, and not to tear each other down to demand things and to fight over, you know, what you think is right or what you know is right, but to really build a bond with those principals and guidance counselors and teachers and special ed instructors, so that you guys as a team can come together, make unified decisions, and let the child flourish and grow. And, you know, not everybody has great experiences. A lot of people do. Some people don't. But just to educate yourself as a parent on where you stand as part of that decision-making team is the most important.
Gosh, you take a deep breath because it's all sort of foreign territory.
Well, I promise if you keep having me back, I will teach you things you didn't even realize that you needed to know. It's such a different world, you know, not just a child with autism, but any child with special needs, you know, whether it's Down syndrome or, you know, Fragile X or epilepsy, you know, all of those things. It changes your life. It changes your perspective.
Yeah, I can hear it in your description. Well, Chrissy, we are moving into time to close, and I want you to go ahead and talk about the monthly meeting coming up so that our listeners make a note of this.
On May the On May the 5th, we have attorney Jennifer Peeler and Dr. Becky Mastali from Bloom Behavior are coming to discuss IEPs and ARCs with us. We're going to talk about advocacy for parents and IDEA law and standards and those things. It's 6 to 8 p.m. at Lewards in the Garden Ring, which is in the basement. We meet every first Monday of the month, same time, same place. In June, we will actually have 2 meetings. We have Sheriff Hayden that is coming to talk about Project Lifesaver, and a very special day we're going to do on June 27th called Meet Our Special Heroes. It's going to be specifically for special needs children to come and get acclimated to use uniforms and fire trucks and ambulances and things like that. In case there's ever an emergency, your child is familiar with the people that will be responding to that. And then we will also have Dr. Gregory Barnes, who's a pediatric neurologist, and Dr. John Roach, who's a pediatrician, that will be speaking on the first Thursday of June as a special little extra thing that we're doing with the Autism Training Center out of Louisville.
Well, Chrissy, thank you again for opening the conversation. Again, we're talking with Chrissy Ramey, who is one of the, and this is a fairly new thing for you. I think you just started it in last year around this time, the Families on the Spectrum support group.
Yes, we started in October, and please make sure and check out our website. It's familiesonthespectrumky.org. You can get all kinds of information and resources and get in contact with us through that.
Thank you so much. We'll be in touch.
Thank you for having me.